Can you have quit something if it doesn't even exist? Casinos are shut down all over the world. Sports is gone. There's no more sports betting. Like, I recently celebrated 16 months without gambling. And technically, I could celebrate 17 months without gambling because gambling doesn't exist. So that's why I'm turning this podcast into a game show, where three contestants will compete, and one lucky contestant at the end will have the opportunity to win my real money.
And now, your host, comedian Benny Legg.
That's me. Welcome to Benny and the Bets. My contestants today are Jason, Mollery, and Selner. To break it down for you a little bit, each contestant is going to start with $30,000 in Benny Bucks. And the idea of the game show is that you're going to wager on past sporting events. The first three segments of the first round, minimum wager is $500, maximum wager is $5,000. When we get to the last and fourth segment of the first round, it's no limit wagering. And in the fourth round, you could use an overdraft card, which entitles you to $10,000 more than your bankroll has. We also have a parlay card, which we will explain throughout the show. And don't forget about that dreaded mush bonus. Being that this is our first episode, we break it down as we go so you guys could track it and figure out what this is. If you like sports, if you like betting on sports, you're going to enjoy this game show. But if you don't like those things, that doesn't mean that you can't play. Sure, sporting event knowledge helps, but it's not necessary. Anybody could get lucky and pick games that already happened. And the reason I decided to do this was because there's no March Madness. So let's get the show started, where I read off the category and then the players start making their wagers. Now, I suggest grabbing a pen and paper so you could follow along and play at home. And that's pretty much the gist. So let's get started with round one. 2013-2014 college basketball. March Madness.
5,000 right off the bat.
Wisconsin -4 versus Baylor. Over under 136.
3-2-1.
Wisconsin in the under.
Correct! 69, Wisconsin, Baylor 52. 10,000 on the board for Jason. He's up to 40,000. Mollery.
500.
Kentucky versus Louisville. Louisville -4.5. Over under 139.
3-2-1.
Kentucky and the over.
Both correct. You pick up $1,000. And now we got Selner here. Selner, what would you like to wager?
2,000.
Michigan State versus Virginia. Virginia +2.5. Over under 128.5.
3-2-1.
Virginia and the under.
Both correct. Right now we sit at Jason with 40,000. Mollery with 31,000. And Selner with 34,000. And we're on to the next round, where the order will alternate. That way everybody goes at least first, second, or third. And guys, please don't forget about your parlay cards, which give you an additional wager and a chance to win 3-2 on the bet. Category for this round is March Madness 2014-2015. Mollery, what is your wager?
5,000 in a parlay card.
5,000, we're using the parlay card, which means he must go 2-0. And if he doesn't go 2-0 and he goes 1-1, he just loses the parlay. But if he goes 0-2, that initiates the mush bonus, which makes you lose 20% interest on your wager. UCLA versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga -8. Over under 144.5.
3-2-1.
UCLA and the over.
Final score, Gonzaga 74, UCLA 62, which is good for Gonzaga and the under. You got mushed, my friend, on a parlay. You just lost 17,500 subtracted from your bankroll. That drops Mullery down to 13,500. Selner, you're up.
4,000. Give me the parlay.
4,000. Selner's initiating the parlay card. Notre Dame versus Kentucky. Kentucky minus 11, 138.5.
3, 2, 1.
Kentucky in the under.
Final score, Kentucky 68, Notre Dame 66, which is good for Notre Dame and the under. So you split that bet, but you lose 4,000 on the parlay wager, which puts you at an even 30,000. Jason, you're up.
I got a comfortable lead here. I'm just going to go with $1,000.
Xavier versus Arizona. Arizona minus 11.5. Over under 139.
3, 2, 1.
Arizona and the over.
Final score, Arizona 68, Xavier 60, which is good for Xavier and the under. You've been mushed. Which gives you 20% interest on your 2,000 total for a loss of 2,400.
What's he got?
37.6. Selner, you're up first. Category is college basketball March Madness 2012-2013.
5,000.
Davidson versus Marquette. Marquette minus 3.5, over under 137.
3, 2, 1.
Davidson and over.
Final score, Marquette 59, Davidson 58. For a result of Davidson in the under, you break even. Muller, you're up. You got a bankroll of 13,500.
5,000.
Missouri versus Colorado State. Colorado State plus 2.5, over under 144.
3, 2, 1.
Colorado State in the over.
Final score, Colorado State 84, Missouri 72. You got them both. Another 10,000 to Muller's bankroll, which puts him at 23,500. Jason?
2,500, please.
Cal versus UNLV. UNLV minus 3.5. Over under 131.5.
3, 2, 1.
Cal and the over, please. Cal and the over.
Final score, 64. Cal, UNLV, 61. Good for Cal and the under. That's a split. You break even. We're headed into the final round, guys. Final round. One of you will be eliminated after this round. You each have a overdraft card, which means you could wager 10,000 more than what you have left in your account. Right now in the lead, we have Jason with 37,600. Right behind him, we have Selner with 30,000. And trailing is Mullery with 23,500. We're going to start the wagering going from lowest amount to highest. And all wagers are now no limit action. The category is 2012-2013 college basketball regular season. Mullery, what's your wager?
15,000.
LSU at Alabama, over under 122.5, Alabama minus 8.5.
3, 2, 1.
Alabama in the over.
Final score, Alabama 60, LSU 57, good enough for LSU and the under. Mush bonus.
Mush them.
You lose 17,500 on your wager. You have 6,500 left. Selner, what is your wager?
16,000.
Northwestern at Iowa. Iowa minus 8, over under 128.5.
3, 2, 1.
Iowa in the over.
Final score, Northwestern 57. Iowa 71. Which is good for Iowa and the under. You split. You are headed into the next round. Congratulations. You're sitting on $30,000, and we will add an additional $20,000 to your bankroll. So you will start next round with $50,000 Benny Bucks. Congratulations.
So 50 cents.
Five cents. Right.
5 cents, yeah.
All right, Jay, this is your final wager. It can be a no-limit wager. You're sitting on $37,600. You need to beat $6,500 to guarantee to advance to the next round.
Yeah, give me $5,000.
$5,000 it is. Mississippi State at Florida, -27.5.
Yeah.
Over under 129.
3-2-1.
Mississippi State and the under.
Final score, Florida 83.
Oh.
Mississippi State 58. Good enough for Mississippi State and the over. So Jason's going to head into the final round with $37,600. Plus the added $20,000, and that puts him into the final round, into the semifinals with $57,600. Moeller, you can hang up if you want.
So who gets this $6,000?
Nobody. It disappears.
Anyway. I'm the real winner here.
We're on to the second round of Benny and the Bets. Left standing, we got Jason with a bankroll of $57,600. Next up, we got Selner with a bankroll of $50,000. Now, here's how this round's going to work. I'm going to name a category. And the person with the higher bankroll then picks spread or over-under. Then the person with the lower bankroll decides how much they want to wager. Then they pick the spread or over-under. And then the higher bankroll has the final say whether he wants to book it or bet it. If he books it, he takes the other side of his opponent. If he bets it, he steals the side of his opponent. And whoever wins or loses, the bankroll is adjusted from the two players' bankroll. The idea is to bankrupt your opponent. And if you're not bankrupt by the end of seven rounds, the lowest total is the loser. The category is NBA 2013-2014 season. Jason, you're in the lead with $57,600. Do you choose spread or over-under?
Spread.
I'll bet $18,000.
Kings at Bulls. Bulls -8.
I think the Kings sucked. I'm going to go with the Bulls.
Jason, book it or bet it?
I'm going to book that.
So Jason has the Kings. Selner has the Bulls -8. Final score, Bulls 94. Kings 87. Jason is the winner on that round. Jason sits at $75,600. Selner sits at $32,000. Jason, would you like spread or over under?
Let's do the spread again. Let's do spread.
How much would you like to wager, Selner?
$20,000.
Thunder at Suns. Suns +2.5.
I'm going to go with the Thunder.
Jason, would you like to book it or bet it?
I like that. Thunder it is. Bet it.
Okay, so now Jason stole the Thunder from Selner, which means Selner has the Suns +2.5. Final score. Thunder 115. Suns 122.
Let's go.
Selner now sits at 52,000. Well, Jason now sits at $55,600. We got a game. Now, remember, the idea is to bankrupt your opponent. And if you have seven rounds to do it, if at the end of seven rounds nobody's bankrupt, the higher amount wins. Jason, you're still in the lead, so go ahead and pick spread or over-under.
I'll Let's do over-unders.
Sellner, how much would you like to wager?
24,000.
Clippers at Mavericks. Over-under 210.5.
I'm going to take the over.
Jason, book it or bet it?
Book it.
So Jason has under 210.5. Sellner has over 210.5 for 24,000 Benny bucks. Final score. Clippers 109. Mavericks 103 for a total of 212. That game goes over. Put another 24,000 on the board for Sellner, who now sits at 76,000, while Jason sits on 21,600. Sellner, you have taken the lead, which means you get to pick spread or over under.
I believe Jason has 31,600, not 21,600. Is that correct?
Jason sits at 31,600. Sellner, you're now in the lead. Would you like to go spread or over under?
I'm going to go over under.
Jason, how much would you like to wager?
I'm going to go 20,600.
New Jersey Nets at Boston Celtics. Over under 191.5.
I mean the over, Ben. The over.
Sellner, would you like to book it or bet it?
I'm going to bet it.
So Sellner has now taken the over. Final score, Nets 85.
Oh, no.
Celtics 79 for a very low scoring game. So right now with three rounds to go, Jason sits on 52,200 Benny bucks and Sellner sits on 55,400 Benny bucks. Sellner, over or under or spread?
I'm going to go with spread this time.
Jason, what do you want your wager to be?
Let's go 25,000.
Memphis Grizzlies at Toronto Raptors. Raptors plus one.
Give me the Raptors at home.
Book it or bet it, Sellner?
I'm going to book it.
Sellner has the Grizzlies minus one. Final score, Grizzlies 86. Raptors 99. Jason now sits at 77,200, while Sellner now sits at 20,400 with two rounds to go.
30,400.
It's tricky, man. Those are tricky ones.
It's not really that tricky.
Sellner. So now.
I'm kind of just like doing basic math in my head here.
So, with two rounds.
I got this pen and paper for you.
Hey, it hasn't worked in 2 years.
With two rounds to go, Jason sits at 77,200. Sellner sits at 30,400. Two rounds to go. Jason, you have control of the board. Spread or over under?
Over under.
Sellner, what would you like to wager?
I'm all in.
All in! Washington Wizards at Magic. Over under 200.5.
Under.
Jason, book it or bet it?
I'm going to book that. Both teams suck.
All right. So Jason has over 200.5 for the game.
I hope Dwight Howard showed up.
Final score. Wizards 105. Magic 101 for a total of 206. Jason, congratulations. You have moved on to the final for your opportunity to turn your Benny bucks into real money.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sellner, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
You were great.
I'm sure.
You were fantastic. Is there anything, before you leave, what would you have bought if you had won?
Well, you can't buy much at 10 cents these days, so I'd probably give it to a homeless person.
Well, we're all going to be homeless eventually. All right. And we're back for the final round where Jason gets the opportunity to turn his Benny Bucks into real money. He's coming in with a total of 107,600 Benny Bucks. And for every 10,000 Benny Bucks, that converts into one penny. So Jason has the opportunity to win my money. If he wins the bonus round, he walks away today with 10 cents. He's going to have to answer 5 correct in a row. He has 2 minutes. Every time he gets one wrong, he could restart. Now, when you enter the final round, you have 3 bonus cards. A teaser card, which takes 6 points off of the spread. A super teaser card, which takes 13 points off of the spread. And an off-the-board card, which gets you to skip a game. You can use each card one time throughout the 2 minutes. And if at the end of 2 minutes, he doesn't have a 5-game winning streak, the money goes back into the Benny Bucks vault.
I'm ready to go.
Category will be NCAA basketball, years 2012 to 2015. I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes.
3, 2, 1.
Baylor at South Carolina. South Carolina -2.
Baylor.
Loser. Marquette versus Georgetown. Georgetown -8.5.
Marquette.
Winner. UCLA at Oregon. Oregon -2.5.
Oregon.
Winner. Penn State at Purdue. Purdue -11.
Super teaser. Give me Penn State.
That adds the spread to 24 points. A winner. 2 to go to win the Benny Bucks. North Carolina at Miami. Miami -7.5.
North Carolina.
Loser. We now start over at 0. Kansas State at Texas. Texas -4.
Kansas State.
Loser. Alabama at LSU. LSU -3.
LSU.
Winner. Kentucky at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt +5.
Kentucky.
Winner. You need 3 in a row. You got 45 seconds. Kansas at Texas. Texas -4.
Kansas.
Winner. Texas Tech at Baylor. Baylor -17.
Off the board.
All right, so that skips one. So you're at 3. You need 2 more. Utah at Arizona. Arizona -19.5.
Tease it, Arizona.
Teasing it 6 points, which takes it down to 13.5. Loser. You got 5 seconds. You were a great contestant. Do you have anything to say before we leave?
Stay safe. Wash those hands.
You may be saying to yourself, wait a second. The name of this podcast is I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. And if I don't gamble, then how can I be giving people money if they win? Well, you see, the thing is, every time somebody listens to this podcast, I make 1 penny. So the money I make from that is what goes into the winner's pool. And right now, 10,000 Benny Bucks is worth 1 penny. But if I start getting more listeners, like tell your friends about it, tell your friends' friends about it, maybe the value of a Benny Buck will go up and the prizes will start to get bigger. But until then, just enjoy the show for what it is. The world is in a tough place right now, and we're looking for things to distract us because, you know, we're all stuck inside of our house. So that's why I thought, let's make it fun. And if you would like to play, be a future contestant, get a hold of me on one of my social media sites. You can reach me on Instagram, just search Benny Leg. Facebook, Benny Leg. Twitter, at Benny Leg Wins. Let me know if you want on, because it seems like we may be having a lot of time on our hands over the next couple months. Anybody can play. Takes zero sports knowledge. Anybody could win. So please share this. Let everybody know about it. And we'll start giving away like huge prizes. Like maybe like 10,000 Benny bucks will be worth like 3 cents one day. Who knows? I appreciate everybody listening. People that have listened in the past, I hope you enjoy the way I'm going about it now. Let's update the counter. I will still update the counter at the end of every show. And if there's anybody out there saying like, you risked 10 cents, you gambled, shut up. All right, like, please. Like I said, I'm paying. If you listen, I'm paying with my profit. I ain't gambling. And anyway, it's just pennies. Stop making a big deal. Also, I'm probably overthinking it. Nobody really cares. But anyway, the counter currently sits at 39 episodes without gambling. So let's go ahead and update that counter. Honestly, we could update like 50 episodes without gambling because I can't gamble anymore. But right now, it sits at 39 episodes without gambling. Let's update that counter right now to 40 episodes without gambling. Before I get out of here, I just want to say it to everybody. I appreciate you listening. Stay safe. It's a crazy time in the world. You could say who's right, who's wrong. None of that matters because we have no idea what we're dealing with. It's changing every day. People are going crazy already. You got parents and kids all stuck in the house all day. They're going nuts. You got people like me, no kids, no wife, just in the house all day. We're all going nuts. We got everybody losing their job. We got comedians can't do their job. Nobody could do their job. This thing's affecting the whole world. Affecting the whole world. There's not a single person who's not affected by this in a way. Even the guy that just goes to the gym every day, that's all he does, that guy's affected. Everybody's affected by this. So hopefully we could get through this time with finding things like this to do. Because if we're all stuck inside of our house, we need the entertainment. Special thanks to freesound.org. That's where I download all the special sound effects for the show. I also got the games and spreads off covers.com. I think it's time to finish it. Just finish it.